Hello.
Hello, is this Chris speaking?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing
I thought you
good.
said you were gonna call me tomorrow.
If you want, I can call it tomorrow. We can reschedule. It's fine. I was
It's
free, so I
fine
thought,
because
why
I thought
not?
you said your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, because you said your phone wasn't working or something,
Yeah,
so it was okay to call tomorrow.
it wasn't. I just like it just started working, so I was like, why not?
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, so I went through the thing. Did you get it?
Yes, I did get most of your emails, both of them.
Okay, so did
The
you understand
suggestions.
them?
The suggestion you made, right? So, okay, so I did look over it again and only think chapter 3, line 3, can you take out the sentence, right?
Yeah, I don't like that sentence at all.
That's fine. It's fine. We'll take that out. No problems at all. I did look it up, but the thing I
And
really want.
then, okay, just the other section, like it's just that on the other thing, it's on well, what is that? Perfect book. Those like section there, did you see? Do you
Let me
understand those?
actually open it again. I just had it open. Let me open it again. Here we go.
Let me
Give me a second, it's opening.
So I kind of said like I don't really like the disc cut. Like it's okay. Like we'll just keep it for now. But for the perfect one, it says like to 9 months or whatever. Those paragraphs, they're kind of a little bit like harsh in a way. So are like from I was to like the 9 months. It's a little bit like kind of harsh in a sense. So if we can do like a little something else. Like I gave you some suggestions. Like I gave you some other stuff, right? So like maybe you could just use that content instead of the other ones, or like add. I don't know, but I don't really like that. Like.
The chapter 3 part, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want a general rewrite of the chapter, or do you just
No,
want
the
to make
chapter
tweaks to it?
3, 4. Okay, so is that which one is that? No, that's the chapter 3, line 3. Just
Yeah.
take out that. But that was for the other book, right? But this is for not perfect.
Oh, you're talking about not perfect. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I'm actually, because there are two books, I get lost in which one you're talking about. Okay. So, for not perfect, I personally, like, even the writers had a few questions as well. Because the thing is, the outline is just like 3 lines, right? 3 to 4 lines about elaborating about the chapters. But to elaborate on
Yeah.
that according to your perspective, we require some input from you. I know you gave us a lot of stuff, but the reason why I want to hold some call sessions with you is to get a better insight. Is it okay if I record this
Okay.
call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, fine.
So just like that's why I wrote like about my mother and like certain things, because maybe you could like add that in instead of like maybe that, because like yeah, it just seems a little bit harsh and like unrealistic, so.
Okay. So, if I recall correctly, I did see your email, the one you said, yeah. So you told me on that email that your mother had two kids. Yes, you have a brother who's older. She didn't want to have a different father for the children, so she wasn't with my dad at that time, but called him up and she wanted another baby. So, given she wanted the same father for both the kids, she had one with the same person, right? That's the story?
Yeah, so that's
Okay.
how I was conceived.
Okay, got it. Because the thing was, this is the information that the writer didn't initially have, right? So it was hard to elaborate on something. Yeah, they didn't have it. That's why the reason you were getting so random stories made up.
I don't know. How come Lisa didn't send you all this stuff?
I'm not sure, honestly.
That's okay. No worries. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, that's why I gave you some information, because maybe, like, it's just better. I would rather it to be, like my life, because it's honesty and, like, you know what I mean? It's a little bit more ethical. So, yeah.
I see. Okay, I'll forward these to the team, and let's see what they can elaborate on.
Hello?
So, sorry about that.
That's okay. Moving forward, like I said, I'm, like, discontentment is a little bit discontentment to me, but I'll keep it for now and just see how it flows.
Okay.
And so far, so good. Like, I really do like the 30-day one. Like, it's coming along really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, like, what else. I can't remember, like, what else they were going to add on to it and stuff. But I would really love if my art exercise could be in that book at the end.
Okay. Well, let's get to the end of the book. We'll add it then, if it's possible, okay? First, let's see the design of the book. If it makes sense adding that piece, we'll add it, okay?
Like, just near the end, so, like, it could be, like, just an exercise of mind shifting.
Cool.
Like,
cool.
We could end it with mind shifting so that it can give, like, somebody, if I were to, like, make another book, I could, like, do another book with, like, shifting your mind and then, like, stuff like that.
I understand. But one important thing, for not perfect.
Do you have a good out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to go to, sorry, I'm just going to look at the outline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can kind of go through it with you.
Yeah, sure. Let me open the outline as well for not perfect.
I have to find your email. Sometimes.
If you want, I can just send it to you, like send a fresh one as well.
You should have it. You're usually not too far. Okay.
I think you can just type in not perfect. The reason why I, like, made the, you know, specific subject titles was so we can, you know, keep track. So you just type not perfect, you should be able to find that email.
Okay. So I'll just go to...
I have the outline open with me, so once you open, let me know. We can go through it together. You can tell me the changes you want to make.
I like the outline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a child from a dysfunctional family, like, just maybe, like, kind of, like, highlight, like, about the dysfunction in my family and, like, how it affects, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And then...
Okay, so look at the descriptions of each section, okay? Look at the description of each section. So section one is going to be the past will be narrated from the beginning, including how the author was born into the family of two parents who lacked sense of responsibility towards their offspring, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. But, like, it's kind of useful to, like, establish, like, an outline of what it's like in, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, you kind of want to give, like, a history about, like, the dysfunction that's in your family that you've had to overcome. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Right?
So then the reader can kind of understand, like, you know, the different stages, because, like, you're going to go to, like, how the offspring is unstable. Mm-hmm. So, like, how, like, you don't feel a sense of security. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, you are, you struggle with those things, right?
You do. You do.
Like identity. It's more like an identity loss because it's kind of stolen from you from childhood, right?
Yeah, that's part of section two, right? If you look at section two, how a child from the dysfunctional family can learn to be sensitive about parental relationships, what role do your children play in your life to make you into more responsible?
So in section one, maybe just like a little bit of history about the dysfunction, like what kind of like what you had to endure a bit, right? So like giving a little bit of a background history. I think I did that in one of my things, like trying to like give a little bit of history about my family and how like I was brought up, right?
Wait, let me actually, wait, I think I have that file. Wait, paper draft, not perfect. I think this is it.
So those are like, so I just gave you kind of like an outline about my parents. Like my mom she was addicted to prescription medication and my dad was an alcoholic, right? A severe alcoholic from the time he was 10 years old. But like history-wise, my mom, like my dad, his family, like both of his parents were alcoholics as well, right? So like he didn't know any better.
Chris,
can
I pause you just for a moment? I just opened the not perfect outline you have sent, okay? Let me tell you why we're having problems with this section, okay? I did read this entire outline myself as well. So from the part of conceiving under the, you're talking about giving some history about, you know, your family and the dysfunction, right? The entire part.
Yeah, because I think like it's kind of important, like to like give a little bit of history of like your dynamic, and then you can kind of like understand the instability. Like I like your second part, right?
I get that. But the thing is, the reason why the writers weren't able to elaborate properly is because let me actually read out what they have, okay? For that first section, that's the entire amount they have for the first section. Let me start at how I was conceived. My mother and father were not even together when they had me. My mother wanted to have another kid. I do have an older brother, 2 years older than me. My mom called up my dad and said, "Do you want to come over and have some fun? Because I want to have another baby." My dad was an alcoholic idiot, so he still had feelings for my mom and said, "Why not?" You know the rest. 9 months later, I was born.
Yeah.
That's the entire thing we have for the first section. That's why I wanted you to elaborate with me so I have something to give to the writers. That's why every time you're getting a draft, it's just it's something that the writers are coming up with. They have nothing to work with.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I'm not sure. Like, this is my first time to write anything. So, like, I'm more than willing to, like, you know, try to elaborate more with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, I don't know what they need either. Like, I'm not sure, like, what you need from me and stuff like that. So.
Okay. So let me tell you what we need, okay? You have the outline, right? You have the outline over in front of you?
Yeah.
So what I want you to do, I'm going to go on call with you from now on for each chapter, okay? Before that chapter starts. So I want you to talk about what you need in the section, the first section, okay? And what kind of storyline do you have in mind? You're talking about history of dysfunction. I need you to tell me what that history is from your perspective.
So, I'm not sure, like, I wrote in my thing there. But, like, just, like, a little bit of a background, like, about being, like, in a dysfunctional family and, like, how, you know, like, kind of how I was raised, in a sense. Like, I was, I'm not sure if you wrote it in, you did write it in this chapter too, like how mm-hmm. I was like always shipped from family member to family member. So I've never really had like stability, right?
Yeah.
So then I know that's in there, but like just like, I'm not too sure like how I want to word it, but like maybe like talking about my mother, like how she was on prescription medication and like
mm-hmm.
she, my father was an alcoholic. My family, most of them are like alcoholics or drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that kind of lifestyle was always like, they were always like, you know, getting into trouble. A lot
mm-hmm.
of them are drug dealers. And it's
okay.
It's a family where, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
That kind of lifestyle, right? It's a whole, like, family lifestyle. So coming from that kind of, like, atmosphere and trying to leave it is a little bit challenging. Kind of giving the reader a little bit outline of what you have literally went through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your family dynamics, like, just, you know, talk about your family, like, how, you know, they are dysfunctional, like, they do have, like, drug problems,
but
and, like, it's a family kind of business
where
everybody learns to be a drug dealer.
I have a question. This is basically like your, this book is basically like your biography, correct?
Yeah. So
yeah.
I wanted to write this book to like show people that like just because you come from that kind of family, yes, you do have some serious issues as you grow up. Like you do. And there's no doubt about it. And there's lots of things that you struggle with, like,
mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not like you cannot overcome those things and, like, have a normal life and be normal. You have to work and you have to, like, really go through therapy and, like, do self-healing for yourself. Like,
I understand that.
It's a process, right?
But, Chris, you have to understand something. The reason why we can't elaborate all of that in the first section because the rest of the book is going to work on that. Look at the outline, okay? Look at the outline.
Oh, no, I understand that, but, like, I'm just saying maybe, like, and I don't
mm-hmm.
want you to, like, elaborate so much in detail, but, like, just, like, kind of give, like, an outline. Like, you said my father was, like, he was alcoholic and stuff like that, and, like, and my mother, like, just to like elaborate on those kind of things, like my mother, my father, my brother has bipolar, so he has bipolar and he has a shitload of issues in himself. Like my family, like most of them, they're other prostitutes, drug dealers, or they have pill issues, alcoholism, like just a little bit of that kind of, like, in a sense of, like, outlining the family dynamic. Just, you know what I mean? Just short form. And
mm-hmm.
then you can, like, go into, so, like, the reader kind of understands, like, where, what kind of atmosphere the person came from. Does that make a better difference?
That would. But I think that this is my perspective, okay? I'm giving you my perspective on this. If we are to tell that from the beginning, okay, the first section, that's my recommendation, okay? Let's keep it to a little detail about your family. Minimal detail.
Okay.
Now. Okay. Your mom was on prescription medication. Your dad was an alcoholic. Let's keep the part about your brother being bipolar away for now. Because he's 2 years old. We can't actually elaborate at that point. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, now as an adult, he is bipolar, right?
Yeah. So we'll keep that away for now, but we'll add this later on if needed. But to understand section 2, I really need a few details about section 2. As growing up, I have details in the manuscript that you sent me. Like,
mm-hmm.
the most important role in anyone's life is the same sex partner, which is my mother. So,
mm-hmm.
your mother.
Do you want
to
know a little bit about our relationship?
Yeah, initially on your early, like your early ages, I want you to tell me a bit about it. The only one we have is the earliest memory of her that I have is with age 5. She brings me over to her sister.
Yes.
Right?
So she leaves me, yeah. So at the age 5, she's left me with her sister. And the only time that she would ever come back into my life is if she were to pick me up and drop me off at somebody else's house. Or we would see her in the hospital because she had an overdose on medication. We were lied to as a child, too, because they told us that my mom had a serious illness. But she didn't. As we grew up, we found out that she was addicted to prescription medication, which has caused her to go in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But then my relationship with my mom was never, loving. She was never a loving lady. She would never hug me or kiss me. She was never affectionate. I don't ever remember her ever making me meals or anything, even if I saw her periodically.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cold. She's a very cold-hearted person. She was very, there was times in my life where she could have took me back, but she was living with a boyfriend. And, he other said a comment about me, and my mom was very jealous of me.
Yeah.
She's very envious of my life, and she will go around trying to ruin my life on numerous occasions. She stole my ID. She stole, credit cards. She has jacked up credit cards in my name when I was young, and I had to pay off. She came to live with me once, and she refused to pay for things, and she feels that I owe her because she gave me birth. So that's her mentality, is that I owe her the rest of my life because she gave me birth. And so our relationship ended when I was close to my 30s. I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And it was very hard because I felt sorry for her. For many, many years, I looked back on her life, right? And I
mm-hmm.
felt sad for her because her mom died when she was 15 and she was taken in with her sisters, but she never really got the love and affection that she needed, right? So
mm-hmm.
she wasn't really equipped to be a mom. She found my dad and he wasn't really great. And then she moved in with him and had children, you know what I mean? So I knowing her history, I kind of always felt sorry for her, and that kind of made me, let her abuse me in a lot of ways, right?
Ah, I see.
So she would call me up, on numerous occasions, when I was in my 20s and stuff, and I moved out when I was, 15. I've lived on my own since I was 15. But she would call me up and, out of nowhere, if she was having a bad day, call me a fucking bitch. She would, just call and just start ranting and raving and screaming on the phone and then hang up. And I would be in tears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 days later, she would call me and ask me for $20, nothing happened. So that was the type of person she was. And after, I'll let you just know that, after I stopped talking to her for many years, recently, because of this pandemic and stuff, I actually reached out to her, and I went over to her house to see her because, I thought, the world's going to an end. Maybe I should not go to an end, but, worry about her catching COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate this lady. No matter what she has done to me, I don't hate her. Like, I always hope that she's doing well. I wish her well. But I cannot have a relationship with her because...
There's so much you can take, right?
Yeah. So, I wish her well. She has done a lot of things to me, but I can't have her in my life. So, like, I went to go see her, and still to this day, she will not take responsibility for anything that she does. She says she was a perfect mom, and she has done so much for me. And when I bring up the past and say, like, where were you when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8? Like, remember, you dropped me off here. She just refuses to, like, acknowledge her behavior, right?
Yeah.
And then she tells me that she never loved me. She never, as her daughter, like, I am not her daughter, and I was never her daughter. She hates me. She has no love for me whatsoever, and that she wishes that she never, like, had me. So, you know, I can never live up to her standards, like, no matter what. So, like, to have a parent, well, parents, that never acknowledged you, abused you in so many ways, and, like, to never feel that acceptance is something that I struggle with, like, had struggled with for so long in my whole entire life.
That's harsh.
Yeah. So the two people that are supposed to accept you regardless of anything, like, can never accept me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's weird because no matter how I grew up, like, my outside, it's kind of odd. Like, I explained that in the thing that I said, that my inside was crazy, but my outside, I always felt safer outside because I was more accepted in the world, right?
Sure.
But it came a time when I met as somebody that literally told me I was not worthy, and my whole dynamic of my life went to hell. That was a turning point where, like, I was like, my outside world doesn't accept me now. So, like, it's hard. Like, people don't understand that. Like, when you come from such a crazy family, but then the outside world was safe and, like, everybody accepted you. But as you get older, the outside world doesn't accept you anymore because you don't live up to the standards of everybody else. And, like, not just that, you don't fit in because, like, you can't really talk about your childhood. People will say, oh, when I was a kid, I did this or something. But, like, I can't tell anybody my childhood. It would literally, like, destroy them.
You can't satisfy everyone, can you? If you satisfy everyone, you won't be satisfied,
like,
yourself. So.
You limit your conversation with people. Like, people don't understand that, right? Like, when you come from such a crazy atmosphere, you have to watch how you talk to people. Like, you have to watch what you say because, you know, people will be like, wow, like, you know, that's the kind of area that you, like, I bailed most of my family out of jail. Like, people call me, the only time that anybody ever calls me in my family is because they're in jail or they need money, right? So that's the kind of lifestyle that I have, and, like, people don't understand that, right? Like, nobody understands you're picking up your cousin off the side of the road because she's a prostitute, right? Although when I hit 35, I cut everybody out of my life because I just couldn't deal with doing that kind of stuff anymore, right?
To that, I say good job.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. It's very
good job. It's not easy. It's not easy. I understand it's not easy, but good job.
like, it's lonely because you don't have, you know what I mean? You don't have Christmas and stuff like, and then, you know, when you meet somebody and they say, how come you don't have a family, you know, that person sometimes looks at you like you're not complete. Like, I want to have a mother-in-law. I want to have, you know, dinners with my mother-in-law and go out with, you know, them and know their family. But you are all that they're going to have, right? And some people don't like that. It causes a lot of problems in your life, which people don't realize.
True, very true. It's very true. People don't always realize what's going on and what you're going through.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's millions of people out there that, like, have similar families that stay in that kind of lifestyle because they don't know any better. Like, they just feel that it's comfort, right?
Mm-hmm. I get it. But getting back to our original conversation, for each chapter, okay, for each chapter from now on, I'm going to call you, okay, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to elaborate on the chapters. So I'm going to record the calls. I'm going to give them to the writers. So they'll hear it out. They'll hear our conversation, and they'll work according to that, okay?
Okay, no problem. Just because, like, I want to work with you. Like, I want you guys to finish, too, right? Like, I'm eager to finish, too. And, like, I'm not sure if you have all the information either and stuff, but...
Yeah, that is actually the problem that we're having. Like, you can see, we have some decent amount of information to work with for Better Me in 30 days because you have given us a good amount of work. But for Not Perfect, the manuscript, I'm going to be honest, it's good, but it's everywhere. So that's why I want to talk with you. I want to get things straightened up so we can, you know, start rolling out drafts and work that you like and, you know, are satisfied with. Because we tried elaborating on our own, and it's not working. You can see that.
Yeah, right? That's okay. But, like, feel free. Like, that's what I'm here for. I want to help you, like, just as much as you're helping me, right? So.
Yeah. It's a give and take, Chris. It's a give and take. We want help from you, and with that help, we're going to, you know, give our better work.
Yeah. For sure.
Perfect. So, I might give you another call. I might give you another call because, because in early days, let me get back to the outline. So, section 2 is how your childhood is from a dysfunctional family. So, you said your first memory is of 5 years of age, right? Do you have any idea before that, like from...
No, that's my earliest memory that I have. I don't remember anything I don't even remember anything. That was my early memory. And I think it's so stung in because she left me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
what exactly do you want us to do for section 2 then? Because we have to write something of that time frame. That's 5 years of time frame that we have nothing about. Should we just write about the dysfunction of the family, and from year 5, we can, that's chapter 2, because the effect of an unstable brought up, because you have to move from one place to another. I'm going to have to ask you to elaborate on everything. Like, when you went to your mom's sister's house, to your mom's friend's house, or her brother's house.
So, from the time I was 5, I lived with my sister, my mom's sister. My mom has 5 siblings. So, I lived with every one of them except for one. So, she has 2 sisters and 2 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 sisters. So I lived with, actually she has 4. So I lived with two of her sisters, which are my aunts.
Scotty, I'm sorry I'm stopping you here, but can we have this specific discussion when it comes to chapter two? Because if I give this much information to my team, they're just going to get confused. I'm going to be very honest with you. I won't mind hearing all of this
Oh,
out.
no
I'll be
problem.
very honest with you. It's an interesting story, but if I give this much information to the team, they're just going to be very confused on what to write, because I'm telling them, when I post this to the team, I'm going to tell them this is all about chapter one. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So let's keep our conversation chapter to chapters, and we can also have chats about different stuff as well. It's all good, but we'll have to revolve it around
So
chapters, okay?
what do you put? So, what do you want me to narrow down? Like it says the, like how do you, like what do you want to know in
What
for
I want
chapter
to know
two?
from you, look at section two and tell me what you would want us to write in it. Chapter one, section two. You have the outline open,
Yeah,
right?
I'm looking. Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you want in that chapter specifically, because you don't have a memory of your family up to age five. How exactly
Yes.
do you want us to elaborate that? Because it talks about the role your children play in your life, and what a dysfunctional family can play into the child's life. Do you want us to take off general information from articles and, basically Google the information, or do you have something in your own mind? Hello?
Oh, I'm just reading it. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem, no problem. I thought I lost you.
The section two is fine because, like, you're talking about my own children, right? So that is fine, right? Like what you wrote is okay, like because you wrote a section. My life with the kids have been very stable. Like I think stability has been like my number one thing for my kids, and making them feel safe is pretty much like my whole goals in life. And like for myself, I was shipped off. Like I was literally moved from like my two aunts, my uncle, and I lived with my other uncle. And so I lived with most of her siblings, all of them, and I also lived with her best friend, which I lived there the longest.
I see. Perfect. So now I have stuff to work with.
Yeah,
So
so I lived
tell
there
me
the longest.
if we're talking about your kids. So elaborate a bit about your kids. How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. My kids now are 24 and 25.
How old are you, Scotty?
I'm 44.
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm 44.
44. Okay, 44. For some reason, I heard 24. I just got lost.
No, I'm 44.
Okay. Okay.
So my kids were a blessing, like to me. Like they saved me from a lot of turmoil in my life. Like it made me to be more self-efficient. It made me not to get into trouble. It really like sheltered me from that life because I wanted to shelter my kids from that lifestyle. So I didn't let family come over to visit them very often. I wouldn't go to their house. Etika and Austin, like my kids didn't know like my family too well. We would meet some of my cousins in the mall and stuff, and they would say, "Who's that?" I'd be like, "That's our cousin. We'll never see them again." So, That was, like, I literally sheltered Eric. Like, I sheltered my kids from that kind of lifestyle. So they literally saved me. And I know that because I probably could have turned that way, but because of their love, and I was a parent from the get-go, I absolutely loved my kids.
That's perfect.
I think I overly loved them, though.
You love them for, you know, you were brought up tough, so it happens. You give more love that way.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I took parenting so serious, and like I pay for it now because they actually moved out just this year, so it's been a little bit heartbreaking to see them go. But yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's a hard time for every parent, you know.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. So I think I have good enough data for today.
So I'm just going to say is that, like, when I moved, so the only, like, I was rejected, like, you know, I was a burden to my family. So, like, they didn't really want to take care of me, and, like, they were kind of, like, I was kind of a burden in their life. And they do tell me that. They did tell me that as I was growing up. And their kids would take care of me, really, because they weren't taking care of me. But, yeah. So if you want to – the only place that was, like, the best was when I lived with my mom's best friend. And that was the only time that I can actually truly say I was happy in my life.
Oh, I see. We are gonna talk on that, all of them, like all of the places that you visited, the things you remember from the good and the bad of it. But we'll do that for chapter 2, okay?
Okay.
I guess it's been a good talk. We've made. I would say this is progress.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. We'll have more of these sessions probably every week. We'll have a session so we can, you know, streamline. Will you be able to make that? Will it be possible for you to have a session each week?
Yeah, that's no problem. Just let me know, like, what time is good for you, and then I'll just make sure that I can schedule, like, whatever time is good for you, like, I'll just work around your schedule. So don't worry. Like, I'm pretty flexible right now.
So how about we plan this in a way that every Monday I'll give you a call?
Okay.
And, you know, we'll talk about the chapter. We'll talk about the revisions you want to make to any drafts. We'll go along from there.
Okay, no problem.
Perfect.
Hopefully I helped.
Yes, you did. You did a lot. You did a lot. So I hope I know we've not given you the best when it comes to not perfect. But I hope, you know, we can roll out better drafts for it. We can start working on this.
No problem.
Okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Perfect. Well, Scotty, I'll keep in touch with you on text and on email, and we'll call on Monday, okay?
Okay, no problem. Take care.
You too. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.